Georgia's the new hotbed for musical talent, and the music industry knows it. Record executives are turning their eyes to the Peach State to discover the next big thing. On GPB's Peach Jam podcast, you'll hear those rising Georgia artists before anyone else. Listen and discover the sound of what's next on the Peach Jam podcast from Georgia Public Broadcasting.
Hello and welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, a study committee on medical marijuana considers current state policy, which critics call out of date. The city of Macon kicks off its four-day Pride Week, and U.S. laboratories no longer experiment on chimpanzees. So what happens to older chimps who need retirement homes?
Sometimes, especially coming from a lab, they may not always have the best chimpanzee communication skills.
Today is Thursday, September 25th. I'm Orlando Montoya, and this is Georgia Today. Georgia's Pathways to Coverage Medicaid program has received an extension from the federal government. Governor Brian Kemp's office made the announcement today. Kemp thanked the Trump administration for the extension and said he looks forward to the federal-state partnership. Democrats, including State Senate Minority Leader Harold Jones, have criticized Pathways, saying its high administrative costs and lower-than-expected enrollment numbers show that it's not an alternative to full Medicaid expansion.
Failed president supporting a failed policy, so there's no real surprise there to continue promoting these particular policies that will not work for Georgians.
15,000 Georgians are enrolled in Pathways to Coverage. The extension begins in October and runs until the end of 2026. Members will have to report only qualifying activities during application and annual enrollment. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger on Wednesday made one of his first appearances since announcing he'll run for governor next year, GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
Raffensperger spoke to the Johns Creek Rotary Club about his work as the Secretary of State and the work of his office. He did not campaign in his speech, but told reporters at the event that he is drawing on his experience as a business owner in his campaign.
People want to hear what the truth is. They're looking for someone with integrity and honesty. At the end of the day, it's all about great paying jobs, making sure we have strong, public safety so people feel safe in their communities.
President Donald Trump has already endorsed Republican Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones for the position. Raffensperger says he is not concerned about the endorsement. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis in Johns Creek.
Georgia's House Blue Ribbon Study Committee on Medical Marijuana and Hemp met today at Mercer University in Macon to discuss the state's current policy, which critics say is out of date. Georgia's first medical marijuana law was passed a decade ago. Now only six licensed producers operate in the state, and access is limited to patients with specific illnesses that are severe or terminal. Former State Representative Micah Gravely co-sponsored the original bill. He spoke in favor of expansion, saying his father's experience with cancer shapes his view.
He said, "Well, son, I don't even know, how I would go about doing it. Where would you get it?" And I'm sitting here thinking, I carried the bill, and my own father doesn't even know, and he doesn't even qualify.
Gravely noted that language in the original bill that would have allowed for education and advertising of medical marijuana was struck before its passage. Macon's four-day Pride Week kicks off today with community art projects. First, there's Pioneers and Trailblazers, an exhibit of photographic portraits of LGBTQ leaders in Macon, now open at the Tubman African American Museum. Macon Pride Board member Ty Battle says there's also the Unity Project.
It's a rectangle that has different pins, different identifiers. Some we have Macon Native, I'm gay, I'm an ally, lifelong learner.
Or I'm married, or religious. Battle says each person who strings a piece of colored yarn across their identifiers will cross other strands to show
how our own individual experiences, our life paths kind of come together and creates this beautiful network of community.
The piece will travel to Pride in the Park on Sunday. That's the annual street fair ending Macon Pride Week. State transportation and wildlife officials are asking Southeast Georgia's Glynn County to turn off tall, bright lights that harm endangered sea turtles. The lights installed at the location of a new Bucky's convenience store on Interstate 95 can be seen from beaches 12 miles away. Catherine Ridley of the environmental group 100 Miles says the sky glow is deadly to sea turtles.
Artificial light impacts both nesting females who are deterred from nesting, as well as hatchlings, which become misoriented when they're leaving the nest by artificial light, and they crawl the wrong way, and we see mortalities as a result.
The county has asked the Georgia Department of Transportation for more information about environmental concerns before taking action, a request Ridley says, quote, defies logic. In previous correspondence with the Georgia Department of Natural Resources, a county official sounded eager to turn the lights off. But 3 months later, the so-called mast lights are still on. 25 pregnant women in Fulton County are receiving guaranteed income as part of a maternal health equity study on preterm birth. The goal is to better understand gaps in health care access. GPB's Ellen Eldridge has that story.
Atlanta is one of six sites nationwide participating in March of Dimes' Maternal and Child Health Collective Impact Initiative. It's providing a $1,000 monthly gift card for women in zip codes with high rates of preterm birth. Tamara Mason is with the March of Dimes. She says so far the women are using their preloaded gift cards for transportation and...
I believe the other one top is groceries, food. That's what in these 3 months, that's what we've seen from the metrics of the card, what the women are using the funding for.
The women will also receive supplies, including diapers and wipes, as well as mental health support services throughout the year. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
KIK, or Kick Consumer Products, the parent company of BioLab and Conyers, has a new chief executive officer. Steve Jackson, who previously served as Kick's president and chief financial officer, takes over from Michael Slode, who is retiring. The Lawrenceville, Georgia-based Kick is a global maker of pool and household cleaning products and has faced scrutiny and lawsuits since last year's fire at its facility in Conyers, east of Atlanta. The company says Jackson will lead it into what it calls a new phase of growth and operational focus. Slode will serve as an advisor to the CEO during the transition period. You can find out more about the history of the company and aftermath of the chemical fire at BioLab in Conyers in the podcast Manufacturing Danger, the BioLab Story. That podcast, of course, from here at GPB. A $2 million program has been announced offering grant funding to local developers and small businesses along Atlanta's popular bike and pedestrian trail, the Beltline. Developers, property owners, and small businesses can apply to receive $150,000 to $500,000 in grant funding for commercial development along the 22-mile loop through the city. Applications for the program are open now through October 24th. The announcement was made at a meeting of Atlanta Beltline Incorporated, celebrating the 20-year history of the Beltline.
Georgia is the new hotbed for musical talent, and the music industry knows it. Record executives are turning their eyes to the Peach State to discover the next big thing. On GPB's Peach Jam podcast, you'll hear those rising Georgia artists before anyone else. Listen and discover the sound of what's next on the Peach Jam podcast from Georgia Public Broadcasting.
Laboratories in the U.S. no longer experiment on chimpanzees. But chimps live a long time. That means there are still lots of chimps in labs who need retirement homes. Those are the animals that behaviorist Chris Dyer works with at the Project Chimps Refuge near Blue Ridge. GPB's Grant Blankenship takes us there.
These guys can't go back into the wild. There's no wild for them for these type of chimps. Some of them have never touched grass.
Half a dozen male chimpanzees are hanging out. They're in the top half of a two-story cage that the people here call the Chimps Ahoy building.
We still have their fruit, correct?
Chris Dyer used to work in human resources.
Coming from a lab, they may not always have the best chimpanzee communication skills.
Today, she's working with these six chimps from the New Iberia Research Center in Louisiana to get them up to speed on the local social cues here at the Project Chimps Refuge.
So today, in the Chimps Ahoy building, we met Kirk and Adam. Kirk is part of the original 15-chimp troop. And Adam is part of the troop of the six males that we just recently brought in. From the lab.
Step one is getting them face-to-face with none of their buddies around.
We need to slowly integrate these guys into our larger group. 10-4. We can't just say, open the door, here's your six new friends, Kirk. It doesn't work that way. Chimps can be very territorial. They have alliances. They need to build friendships.
Dyer and her colleagues start with food. She hand-feeds Adam, the new guy.
You want? All right, you want your fruit. Here. Ready?
He sticks his lips through the metal mesh.
Good job, Adam.
Then they go out back to round up Kirk.
So in this room, we have Kirk, who is currently alpha of the original 15 that were here. And Kirk is doing a great job as an alpha with his introductions. And so we're going to see how today goes.
Once Kirk is inside, it's time for what's essentially an extremely secure play date.
When we first brought Kirk and Adam in there and we opened the door, there wasn't a rush of aggression from either one of them. In fact, Adam was kind of like, I know what's going to happen. I don't want to interact with the mesh anymore. Kirk says, play with me. We play chase. They were doing the follow the leader, which is very typical chimp play behavior. There was some patting of hands, things like that.
They even drink together, sticking their hands in their own plastic troughs and sucking the juice that sticks off their fingers.
So all of their vocals and all of the behaviors today were telling me that this is going very well for these two chimps.
And that's good, because the sooner Adam and his crew can learn to make friends, the sooner they can start enjoying roaming the hills and trees of North Georgia at the Project Chimps Refuge with the other 100-plus animals that already call the place home. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Blue Ridge.
And if you want to see Kirk and Adam get to know each other better, check out a video with them at gpb.org/news. And that's it for today's edition of Georgia Today. If you'd like to learn more about these stories, visit gpb.org/news. Hit subscribe on this podcast. It only takes a moment, and it'll help you stay current with us in your feed. If you have feedback, send it to us at georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Orlando Montoya. We'll be back again tomorrow with another edition of Georgia Today.
Georgia is the new hotbed for musical talent, and the music industry knows it. Record executives are turning their eyes to the Peach State to discover the next big thing. On GPB's Peach Jam podcast, you'll hear those rising Georgia artists before anyone else. Listen and discover the sound of what's next on the Peach Jam podcast from Georgia Public Broadcasting.